According to my understanding, peace means, for instance, a state which is free of civil disturbance, or it can also be said it's a state which is free of oppressive and unpleasant thoughts and emotion. That's according to my understanding.
This is according to your understanding. Now, do you enjoy working in this environment with the United Nations in the conflict areas in which environment may not be conducive for you?
Yes, I enjoy, because I'm working under, or I'm an AMPO working under community policing. This is a section which deals with, as you know, community means it's a body where people are living in the same area. So as community policing officer, I have some certain activities that I usually do. I work with close with the community. We do some patrols as the community policing. We interact with the community, the women, the men, the community leaders. Then we also do some training under community watch group on different issues. Like, let's say, for instance, we'll talk on child abuse, where children are maybe just on the basics.
Now, as a peacekeeper, do you think that you are actually providing peace, you are contributing towards peace and development into this country?
Yes, we are.
I think we are promoting peace in South Sudan. We know we have to bring the people together irrespective of their tribal differences, and they have to respect diversity, and also maintain their peace agreement that they signed some time ago, and we're also ready to help them.
What are the activities that you are doing actually to promote peace and harmony among the IDPs and the people in Upper Nile?
I'm the investigator investigating cases involving the IDPs in the IDP camp, and we are trying to help so that we can maintain the peace in the POC by solving the issues through IMDRM and also advising the offenders to maintain and obey the rules and regulations in the army's camp. They should respect the time they were taking independence from South Sudan, and also know that they fought as one people, one country, before they had the independence. There is no tribe when they were fighting for independence, so they must maintain that they are the same people with the same dignity.
The sharing trust and respect for people around me. That was peace means for me. Thank you.
Are you providing actually peace and harmony to the people of South Sudan? The time you were employed by UN here, what are you doing to promote peace?
I think in my work, what I am doing here in South Sudan, I work in the POC and I'm working with gender sexual-based violence questions. Okay. And the problems are coming up in the families, or domestic violence and family matters, and try to explain and try to promote all kind of this violence through talking and to be among the people in the POC.
Do you have any specific message to people in the POC and entire South Sudanese towards Peacekeepers Day celebration?
Yes, I can say that I am from Sweden, and Sweden is a very peaceful country. We haven't had war for more over than 200 years. So in my opinion, my advice is peace is the mother of the progress. Without peace, a nation cannot make any progress. So peace is desirable in the whole world.
Peace, I know, is a freedom from disturbances, tranquility in terms of war and those things. That's what I think peace is.
Tell us what you are doing in the POC in promoting peace and harmony among the communities in the POC and in Malakal as a whole.
As a peacekeeper and as an investigator, I make sure that minor cases and even serious cases that are reported to us.
You will be going out after your work here. Everyone, of course, come in and go after your business got finished. Now, whether by termination or your contract is over, you will go. What will be the legacy you will leave behind?
We have trained them. They have the knowledge. You know, when we train, knowledge, they say knowledge is power. That we have impact and that we are going to continue impacting on them.
I see that the people of South Sudan, they like justice. It means they see people's faces and judge according to the faces. And if they mean somebody, they mean that person to deal with that person according to what is in their heart. That selective justice, I think, is a canker that I must try to eliminate from the POC.
Yes, in my point of view, a truce in my mind is an agreement to stop fighting. And if we want to achieve peace, we must every day make a difference. So peace begins with a smile, someone said. And I absolutely agree. It said that a smile can light up a room. So imagine what the world of a smile can do. So if every day someone does something kind for someone, it will create a ripple effect. So many people know this definition, but only a few understand. Peace starts with me. So I will end up my work by convening everyone in South Sudan to keep smiling. You know what they say, peace begins with a smile. Thank you.